We'll begin this sequence with some standing postures. Throughout, we'll be emphasizing moment-to-moment awareness and working non-judgmentally as much as possible, exploring our limits and boundaries in a gentle but determined way without striving, not doing any movement that is uncomfortable for you and working at your limits without pushing beyond them. Keeping in mind the intention of this practice, which is to bring a non-judgmental awareness to physical sensations in the body as it moves and to the body moving. Not trying to force the body into shape, simply nourishing it with loving attention. Remember throughout to continue to breathe with an awareness of breathing. Now let's begin by standing with both feet flat on the floor, arms dangling alongside the body. Standing in an erect and relaxed posture, feet hip-width apart. On an in-breath, stretching the arms out to the side and up over the head, with the elbows straight and grabbing hold of the thumbs. Stretching up and continuing to breathe and stretch, feeling the muscles lengthening and strengthening. Feeling the stretch through the elbows, the armpits, through the rib cage, right out of the pelvis, and anywhere else you feel it throughout the body, from head to toe. When you're ready, releasing the thumbs and slowly lowering the arms to the sides, stretching out the whole way, and keeping in touch with the sensations in the arms and shoulders, and perhaps elsewhere in the body. Pausing for a couple of breaths, and then on the next in-breath, raising the arms up and again, stretching up. Stretching and breathing. On the out-breath now, lowering the arms down halfway to shoulder height, with wrists bent, fingers pointing towards the ceiling, pushing the palms away as you breathe, keeping the shoulders down. Perhaps noticing some tingling or pulsing in the fingers and the fingertips. Perhaps some stretching in the arms. On the next out-breath, slowly, slowly letting the arms come down until they are dangling by the side. Closing the eyes now and bringing the attention to the flow of breathing at the belly. Noticing the sensations in the arms and upper body as a result of doing the series of movements and then just breathing here. And now taking another deep breath in, and this time stretching just the right arm up and reaching it up for something that's just out of reach, perhaps an imaginary bunch of grapes, as we continue to breathe and stretch. If you like, lifting the left heel at the same time, so you feel a diagonal stretch across the body, with the weight resting mostly on the right foot. The left arm is hanging down, feeling the supporting muscles of the right leg and the stretch in the right arm, reaching and stretching and breathing. And then slowly lowering the right arm. Pausing. And now, raising the left arm, and perhaps the right heel comes off the floor. Again, picking those items that are just out of reach. Feeling the stretch in the left arm, and feeling the sensations in the supporting muscles in the left leg. Stretching, reaching, and breathing. And then slowly coming down. Now, taking a deep breath and stretching the arms up over the head as we did to begin with, locking the thumbs together and stretching up, just as far as is comfortable for you, not pushing beyond your limits. And this time, stretching and bending over to the right side, keeping the head between the arms and just breathing here. If you like, letting go of the thumbs and having the arms parallel as you stretch and hang over the right hip. Making sure not to overdo the stretch and going only as far as to feel a stretch along the left side of the body and a slight compression on the right side. And then breathing here as you explore the sensations and limits of the body in this pose. Feeling the stretch all the way along the left side. And now inhaling and bringing the arms up and straightening up. And on your next inhalation, stretching over to the left, stretching out the right side, bending over the left hip, and breathing and stretching here. When you're ready, coming back up to center and then stretching up one last time with the thumbs locked. And then slowly releasing the arms and lowering them down to the side. Letting them dangle here as once again, closing the eyes and centering ourselves in the standing posture. Bringing attention to the belly and the sensations of breath here. And now doing some shoulder rolls. So we'll begin by raising the shoulders up to the ears as far as they'll go, with the arms passive and hanging loose by the side. Then squeezing the shoulders together in the front of the chest, and then letting them drop, and finally squeezing the shoulder blades together at the back, moving in a circular motion as you move the shoulders around. When you're ready, going in the other direction. And coming back to stillness now, standing and becoming aware of the breath sensations. Feeling the effects of what we have just done, perhaps feeling the sensations of the neck and the shoulder regions. When you are ready, let's do some forward and sideways neck rolls, being very gentle, and not to do this sequence of movements if you have any neck pain. It is not recommended to extend the neck to tilt the head back. So starting by lowering the chin to the chest, and then moving the head so that the left ear is over the left shoulder, keeping both shoulders down. Then rolling the head with chin tucked in, back to the center. And then keep gently rolling to the right until the right ear is over the right shoulder, keeping both shoulders down again. And finally, bringing the chin back across the chest, moving slowly in this way. When you're ready, reversing the direction. Then coming back to standing with the head in a neutral position, crown of the head lifted. And again, getting in touch with the sensations in the feet making contact with the floor. Letting the body be at ease and at the same time alert and balanced as you breathe. We will now do some balanced postures. Let's begin by slowly letting the weight shift from both feet onto just the left foot. As we do that, raising the arms up so they're parallel to the floor. Raising the right leg up as much as it will come, or resting the right foot on the floor and lifting it up briefly if you can. Standing here and breathing. Focusing on a spot on the wall or floor and holding it here. Standing on the left leg, right leg out to the side, arms stretched out to the side and breathing. Just maintaining the balance as best you can and noticing any thoughts, such as of striving, comparing, judging, or any feelings that arise, and as best you can, escorting the attention back to the sensations of standing and balancing here. When you're ready, slowly letting the leg and the arms come back down at the same time. And then letting the weight gradually shift from the left foot to both feet. And then on to the right foot. And then on an in-breath, raising the arms up again. And as you do so, raising the left leg up this time and letting all the weight be taken up by the right leg. And again, stretching out with the arms, raising the leg up as far as you can, holding it here, and balancing and breathing. Using the focus of the eyes on a spot to keep you concentrated and balanced here. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg and the arms come back down. Coming to rest here, standing. Now, let's put our hands on our hips and gently turning from the waist over the right shoulder, looking behind you as far as you can, keeping the hips facing forward. Turning the head and chest, and then slowly coming back to center. And now turning and looking over the left shoulder and breathing. And then slowly back to center. Keeping your hands on your hips still, turning from the ankles now so that you're turning the whole body except for the feet to the right as far as you can. Tracking with your eyes to the right, breathing as you do the stretch. And when you're ready, slowly coming back through center and turning from your ankles all the way to the left. And when you get as far as you can, just breathing with the sensations here. Being aware of your body and what it's feeling in various places. Coming back to center and letting the hands dangle once more and breathing. And now, when you're ready, let's do a forward bend. Unless doing so aggravates any back problem you may have. It is recommended to bend the knees slightly in this posture. And so taking a deep breath in and stretching the arms up over the head as we did before, and on an exhalation, bending over from the waist, coming down until the head is hanging towards the floor. The arms hanging towards the floor or touching the floor. The upper body supported by the thighs and resting in this position, hanging and breathing with the knees slightly bent and supporting the upper body. Every time you breathe, feeling the in-breath expand against the ribcage and stretching the back a little. And as you breathe out, surrendering to the pull of gravity and letting the muscles lengthen and relaxing as your head sinks a little bit deeper and a bit further down towards the floor. If you like, and if this doesn't bother your shoulder or back, stretching the right arm out so that it's parallel to the floor or almost parallel to the floor, and holding it here and breathing. And then slowly letting the arm come back down and resting in the forward bend. Then stretching the left arm out and up until it's parallel to the floor. Breathing with it and letting it come back down when you're ready. When the arm is down, just hanging here and breathing. And when you're ready, slowly rolling the lower back up, then the middle back, then the upper back, and the neck, and finally raising the head up. Coming into a balanced standing position, and if you want, closing the eyes. Focusing on the breath sensations and tuning in to the effects of having done this forward bend. Being aware of the breath sensations and perhaps of the heart beating, and then letting the body settle into this position. Now we'll do the chair pose. We'll begin with the feet hip-width apart. Now, stretching both arms out in front, and then, as if you were going to sit down on a chair, coming down to a sitting position as best you can, with the head and back as erect as possible, and the knees are behind the toes when you look down at them. The tail can move slightly back, and staying here, breathing. You might feel some strong sensations in the thighs, or the knees, ankles, or the small of your back. Just staying here with the feeling of sitting here and the strength required to maintain this, but not pushing beyond your own limits. Listening to your body and honoring its limits today. Using the arms for balance and breathing here. When you're ready, standing back up and allowing the arms to hang, and if you like, shaking out the arms and legs a little. Taking a long deep breath in now and then letting it out. Now let's do the tree pose. We'll start by standing on the left leg and drawing the right foot up and putting it as high as you can manage on the inside of the left leg, either above or below the knee, but not at the knee. An option would be to keep the toes on the floor and resting the bottom of the right heel on the left ankle. And now, balancing on the left leg and breathing here. If you wish, raising the arms up so that the fingers point towards the ceiling, and picking a spot on the floor 3 or 4 feet in front of you and focusing your gaze on that spot for balance. And as you stand here balancing, noticing what thoughts are in the mind, perhaps thoughts of striving or comparisons, whatever they are, noticing where the mind has gone, and then returning to the sensations of just standing and balancing here in this position. Stretching up with the arms and then balancing and breathing. When you're ready, slowly lowering the hands down to the side and lifting the right knee up and bringing the right foot down alongside the left foot. Allowing the weight to shift to the right foot now, and lifting the left foot and placing it against the inside of the right leg, wherever it will go, on the ankle, the shin, or the thigh, but not on the right knee. And when you are feeling stable in the balanced position, stretching the arms over the head and stretching them towards the ceiling, only as far as they'll go. Again, listening to your body and working within your limits. Then slowly letting the arms come down by the side and then letting the left leg come down and standing with the weight on both feet. Allowing the eyes to close and bringing awareness to the breathing and sensing your body as a whole as you stand here. When you're ready, sitting down on the mat on the floor, and we'll do some movements from a sitting position. If you have any stiffness in your back, you might want to sit on a cushion. Let's begin by bending both knees and bringing the soles of the feet together. Now, lacing the fingers between the toes and slowly drawing the heels in towards the pelvis as you sit straight up. Not yanking or pulling the feet, but just moving them in until you reach a point where your body is telling you to stop. Perhaps gently bouncing the knees up and down a little to loosen the pelvis and the inside of the thighs. Breathing as you do this movement. Now stretching the left leg out in front of you and bringing the right foot up the inside of the left thigh as far towards the pelvis as it will go. When you're ready, sitting up straight and taking a deep breath, stretching the arms up over the head and locking the thumbs together, stretching up. Doing these postures slowly and carefully, not jerking or pushing yourself beyond your limits. Gently breathing in as you stretch up. Then on an out breath, lowering the head and the arms over the left leg and hanging wherever you wind up. If you like, taking hold of the leg with the hands and gently encouraging the forehead to come down a little further towards the leg, towards the knee and between the arms. When you're ready, taking a deep breath in and raising the arms, head and chest up so you're sitting up straight, stretching and breathing. On an out breath now, repeating the same movement, coming forward and down. As you breathe in, feeling the breath itself and the sensations of the stretch. And on each out-breath, coming down a little further, softening a little more into the stretch. Feeling the muscles in the back of the body, behind the knee, the hamstrings, the muscles in the back of the leg, and in the back and neck lengthen as you allow them to relax and let go. When you're ready, on an in-breath, reaching out towards the left foot as far as you can, and then rising up with the head between the arms and coming back up until you are stretching up over the head with the thumbs locked and breathing. Feeling the chest expand fully on each in-breath. And when you're ready, slowly letting the arms come down to the side until they make contact with the floor and feeling the release of sensations. Switching legs now so that the right leg is out straight and bringing the left foot up so that it's on the floor on the inside of the right thigh. When you're ready, taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up as before and breathing in this position. Feeling any places in the back, neck, or shoulders that might be tight and not overstretching. Simply coming into your own limits where you feel some gentle stretching, perhaps a little discomfort, but not forcing anything. And now on an out breath, coming forward and down with the head between the arms and hanging over the right leg now. If you want, taking hold of the leg with your hands and on each out-breath, encouraging your head to come down a little bit more and your back to stretch out a little more as you sink into the posture. When you're ready, inhaling, moving forward and lifting the arms up. Taking a few deep breaths as you stretch the arms up over the head and sitting up straight. Once again, on an out-breath, coming forward and down over the leg, directing the breath to any regions in the back of the leg, the back itself, or the shoulders, anywhere you're feeling the stretch in particular. And on each out-breath, letting go of the tension, letting go of the fatigue or the effort. Just breathing here in a state of relaxed awareness and stillness. experiencing yourself from moment to moment with your body in this particular pose. Next, on an in-breath, coming forward over the right foot with the arms and then lifting up, sitting up straight, breathing and stretching. Slowly lowering the arms down to the side, letting them float down, aware of them all the way down until they make contact with the floor. Dropping into sensations in the body now as you sit here with one knee bent. And then extending both legs out in front of you and shaking them out a little as you support yourself with your hands behind your back. Shaking the legs out at the knees, moving the feet back and forth in the windshield wiper fashion. And then lying back down on your back. Hands alongside the body but not touching it, and the palms up toward the ceiling if that's comfortable, or facing them down. The feet are falling away from each other, and then simply resting and breathing here. Aware of the belly as it expands on an in-breath and deflates on an out-breath. Aware of the body as a whole as you lie here in stillness. Aware of whatever thoughts may move through the mind, or aware of sounds, sensations, the feelings in the body, and the various parts of the body. Just lying here in a state of moment-to-moment awareness as you soften into each breath, as your body sinks into the floor on each out-breath, as you let go. And now, let's do the half bridge pose to reverse the stretch in the back somewhat and balance it. And we'll do this by bending both knees so that the feet are flat on the floor, about hip width apart, and with the hands on the floor alongside the body. When you're ready, taking a deep breath in, and as you do so, lifting the pelvis up off the floor so that you come to rest on the soles of your feet and the upper back, shoulder blades and back of the head, just resting in this position with your thighs parallel to the floor and your pelvis as high up as it will go. Knees moving away from you and the tail tucked. Just breathing in this position, right up into your belly. Feeling and maybe sensing your belly expand every time you breathe in and recede every time you breathe out. In this position, your chest is fully expanded and you can breathe deeply in and out. Being aware of any fatigue in the lower back or in the thighs, and trying as much as you can to maintain this posture with minimal muscle involvement so that you're resting here as still as possible, as if you're a statue in this particular configuration. Allowing the arms and face to relax and let go. And when you are ready, slowly, slowly lowering the pelvis back to the floor, uncurling vertebra by vertebra and stretching back out. With the back on the floor again, with the arms alongside the body. And now, drawing both knees up towards the chest and wrapping the arms around the shins and squeezing the knees gently towards the chest and rocking a little from side to side, massaging the back. While rocking from side to side, if you like, raising the head up and either putting the forehead on the knees or wherever it gets to, and then continuing to rock gently. And you can leave your head on the floor and rock side to side. And if you want, rocking a little from front to back as well. And when you're ready, once again stretching back out on your back and letting go, sinking into the mat on the floor as the muscles release. Bringing your attention once again to the sensations of breath at the belly and just staying in touch with sensations in the body. For the next few moments, becoming aware of the breath sensations and the sensations in your body as a whole. And now, as the recording ends, just remembering what it means for you to engage yourself in this kind of work, in this way of giving yourself some time and some energy, making time on a regular basis, as we've been practicing, helps you nourish yourself and maintain and improve your health.